on to Love Him or List Him. And if you have a mother-in-law that you just can't stand, well, you are going to definitely relate to Allison here, because she's got something with her mother-in-law too. Tell everybody the situation. They'll give you some feedback on Love Him or List Him. What's up, Allison?
So my mother-in-law is like really trying to get into my head right now, and it's working.
Oh no, it's working. You don't let her win.
She's just very good at mind games, and it's just getting on my last nerve.
Okay, what kind of mind games does she like to play?
She's very good at playing the victim, so she can manipulate my husband into doing whatever she wants.
That's a classic.
Yeah, and it's really hard to watch, but she just does it all the freaking time. And my father-in-law passed away, and now she's in our life even more.
Oh, I'm sorry. I mean, that's terrible for your loss and terrible that she's in your life even more.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, Charlie's the lucky one. He died to get out of being her caretaker after the surgery, I think.
Oh, God. So what surgery? What's going on?
She's 70 years old, and she's having her hip replaced in April. But she wants me to be her nurse. And so here's like the big kicker. She hasn't even asked me.
Oh, yeah, because when you do a surgery like that, you need to provide the name of your caretaker. Because you can't leave until there's someone who's going to take care of you, because you can't be alone. You can't get up and do anything without assistance.
Right. It would be dangerous.
It's all news to me, though, because I had no idea. She told my husband that this is my chance to pay her back for like all the help that she gave me when our kids were young. And honestly, that's news to me because I had no idea she was keeping track.
Oh, yeah. Well, when you're an old person and you need help, you definitely keep track of those things because you want to guilt them in.
There's
right?
a tally board for everything. Uh-huh. That was my grandma to a T.
But apparently I'm in her debt, so she thinks I should be the one to care for her after her surgery for 8 weeks.
That's a long recovery. Two months. What exactly does she want you to do?
I would have to drive her to doctor's appointments, help with her physical therapy, bathe her, keep track of her pills, all of it.
Oh.
And I'm sure she'll be a delight during all of it.
Yeah. So she suggested that it might be good also for the kids to have some fresh parenting in the house to keep the kids in line.
Oh, my God. She's a thing.
Are you up for the challenge?
I mean, the hard part, honestly, would be me avoiding smothering her with a pillow.
Yeah, you definitely don't want to kill your mother-in-law when you're the one watching her.
No.
Yeah, that's not going
to
be good.
It all comes back to you. Remember, this phone call's been recorded, and there's going to be evidence. So, yeah, I would avoid that.
This is what I'm kind of wondering what I should do. I'm really close to my boss, and she knows my situation. So she offered to kind of give me a way out of it. So our company needs someone to travel to Alaska for a month to oversee this project, and she told me that it could be mine.
Oh, no. That's how bad you want to get away from her? You're even entertaining this?
So I know if I did this, there's no way that my husband would take on, you know, his mom's surgery plus the kids. So I know that this is a lot for me to consider doing to, you know, avoid being with my mother-in-law. But I guess the other option is that I do it and I make her life miserable so she leaves right away.
Yeah, there is a transitional care unit she could go to. So after like a week with you, you know, daughter-in-law from hell, she may be like, you know what? I'm good.
She has to know how she's treating you. I can't imagine as the mother-in-law, I'd want you taking care of me for 8 weeks.
But how does your husband view her? Does she get what she's like?
Absolutely not. She walks on water around him. She's so manipulative. She doesn't see it at all.
Alaska is lovely this time of year.
Yeah, right.
Maybe I'll see, you know, the northern lights. It'll all make it worth it.
Oh, man. I don't know that I would move to Fairbanks to get away from my mother-in-law. That sounds crazy. Oh, and you'd come back after, what, a month? And you'd still have another month left with her anyway.
Oh.
I think she would find a different option. It was my husband taking care of her, so.
Okay.
Well, devil's advocate, maybe this will make your relationship stronger.
There is that.
I don't know when you're scrubbing all the diggly bits, if it's going to get any better.
Okay, let's get calls from listeners who've maybe been there, done that. 651-989-5795. Would you love your mother-in-law and see it through, or just list, 1,000 times, list, I'm going to Alaska. What would you do? Oh, do they have baked Alaska up there?
Yes.
I bet they do.
It's so good.
Yeah, I didn't know if that was something created here.
Could have been, but no, yeah. I think it's there, yeah.
So, some of the texts we're getting. My bags would be packed already. Bye, Felicia.
Really?
Okay.
Okay.
List, take the job. That sounds so fun. Get someone else to take care of her so your hubby can focus on taking care of the kids. Okay.
Well, the job would be a good experience and maybe good for your career.
Yeah. Ryan, you said you wouldn't move to Alaska to get away from your mother-in-law. Would Vaughn move to Alaska to get away from his mother-in-law? Absolutely. Yes.
Fortunately, his mother-in-law lives nowhere near here.
Yeah, I know.
She was first to make the move.
Yep, she's in the desert. Let's see. I've been to Alaska in April. It's beautiful.
It really can be. I wasn't joking.
Her husband should be her caregiver. It's her son. That's true. Let's get to Pam right away. What are your thoughts, Pam?
I think she's really selfish, and she's a horrible person. I had a very wicked mother-in-law, but actually, once I got to know her, I mean, I actually liked her when I spent time with her.
Yeah.
And I think, what's 8 weeks out of her life when, in turn, she probably gave 5 years of her own life to babysit the grandkids?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. This woman's selfish.
Why is it her responsibility? And that's what a lot of people are texting in.
It isn't a matter of responsibility. It's a matter of being a good person.
I don't know. My mom's a pretty good person, but I'm pretty sure she would have went to Alaska, too.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I guess maybe because when my mom died when I was 24, and I would, my mother-in-law, did not like me the first 5 years, and I still... It just felt good to be able to do something for somebody that couldn't do it for themselves.
Okay, well, so you're a fan of this. You're saying love your mother-in-law, and that's great. We got one vote for love. Thank you, Pam. Bree, what would you say?
I say totally take the job. I hear what the other person's saying, and she can love her mother-in-law from a distance. Huh. But if there are already salty feelings there, and being caretaker is a lot of work. I'm a caretaker for people that I love, and I can't imagine doing it for somebody who I feel sometimes icky about. And so no matter what happens, God forbid something happened while she's under her care and she doesn't like her, she's going to be in a pool of guilt.
Oh, yeah.
Not worth it. Love from a distance. There are people like designed who are actually employed to help out in these scenarios. And also the guilt card, really, mother-in-law?
I know, keeping tabs on you owe me.
Further than vinegar. Maybe try I'm going to really, really be needing your help. But really, this person should go to Alaska. That was an easy out.
God, that's a 2019 slogan, love from a distance.
Yep. Okay, thanks, Bree. So it's a list from you. Stacy, would you love the mother-in-law or Lister?
I list. Go to Alaska, do something that probably could help your career, and tell her husband to figure out something like the nursing situation, because it is his mother, it is not hers, and it's not her problem. I'm sorry.
Oh.
He married in that family, sure, it's family and everything else, but no, just, you don't get along with her, you know it's going to be bad, don't do it. You don't need the hassle.
But Stacy, you're telling her to leave Minnesota behind to go to Fairbanks for a month.
Hey, you know what? Sometimes you got to do what you got to do.
Oh, my God.
It is an easy out.
Let's find out here. What's the temperature in Fairbanks, Alaska right now?
In Fairbanks, Alaska, it's 3 degrees.
Oh. Yeah.
About the same.
So you're going to go to more of that, though?
Oh. You just wish you could go anywhere warm. Like if it were San Diego, boom, gone.
There's another one. What if they just reschedule her surgery for when she gets back from Alaska?
I was thinking that. I'm like, this mother-in-law is crafty. She'd be like, you're not getting out of this, Missy.
Yeah, she is devious enough to do that.
Oh, look at that. They kept me for a couple more months. Mother-in-law, I got to stay. Sorry.
List. Take the job. That sounds so fun. Get someone else to take care of your family.
Oh, God.
You know what? There's more listing here than loving.
Yeah, so I'm seeing that.
I think we kind of know where this is going,
Alaska.
Right?
That's where it's going.
It's so weird to hear somebody say, it's not your problem. It's his problem. It's his mom. But when you get married, you do combine your families, and you're all supposed to be there for each other. So, I'd have a hard time just saying, see ya.
Neil, you want to say something to guys everywhere?
Yeah, I do. This is an example of these men that are henpecked, and they're still letting their mommy run their life. He's married to his wife. He's not married to his mother. And it's a tough act. It's a tough balancing thing. But the mom, the son has to say, look at mom. No, this is a different situation. My wife, this is not going to work. And he's already let it go too far. And it's not the wife's responsibility, I feel, to take care of his mother-in-law if she doesn't want to. It's not her job. She's a wife. She's a mother. She's not the personal care attendant for his mother. And the son's got to step up. And it's already, like I said, it's an example of these guys that let their mom
henpecked.
henpecked gig.
I love that.
Life.
I haven't heard that expression in years, henpecked, but you're right, he does. Someone says, grow some...
Well, you know. Yeah.
Just say you don't have the time and that she'd be better off with a professional doing it. How can you leave your kids for an entire month? I love when people grow some. Like, can you imagine if some? Oh, can you give me a kit so I can grow some?
I just like to figure out how to do that. Is it like a
fertilizer? Do I need a little water, some sunshine, and then they just sprout?
If that's the simple plan, then let's do it.
I still don't want them.
It doesn't give you a backbone or anything.
Yeah.
Because I'd be the first one to be like, Mom, you listen here. I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to yell at you, but she's yelling at me, and I don't know what to do.
It is an overwhelming list. Just a few loves, so we're going to say no. Go to Alaska, have your husband tell her what he really thinks. Good luck.
Yeah, will he do that?
I know.
Oh, God, you now that person put it in my head there, she's totally, we can reschedule for like just, I don't know, a month and a half from now?
No, it's a list, so it doesn't matter if she reschedules. Don't do it.